struggle is real. It's the second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 1027 The Bomb.
All right, time for second date update on the 20s. Do not go football on me on this one. We have Peyton on the line.
Complete opposite. P. Diddy in the house.
Wow.
I don't think so.
We got Joe West.
Yes, sir.
On the microphone.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey.
K. Kelly.
Yeah, K. Kelly. Yeah. And Jay, Michael Jackson over there.
Let's just insult everyone.
Let's do it, bro. Let's do it.
Maybe to a horrible human being.
So, P. Diddy, how's it?
Get stuck in traffic often? Or?
That's good.
Peyton, tell us about your date. How'd y'all meet? What'd y'all do? How'd it end?
All right, well, yeah, I'm not as rich as P. Diddy, so it's a little bit more low-key.
Well, you know, give him some time, buddy. You will be.
Yeah.
So I met a girl, and we were talking on Tinder, and I took her out to a date. I took her down to Sea Life Park because, you know, it's fun. And I know a couple things about, you know, animals. And I was thinking it'd be a good opportunity to showcase how smart I am, how fun I am. I made her laugh. I mean, I think that's what women are looking for, right? But here's the thing. I'm not sure at this point in time because she's not returning my calls. Look, I kept it G. Nobody wants to go in and talk to a guy who knows a lot of information about whale dongs, right? So I kept that out of it.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I'm very well-versed in the whale dong.
Yes.
I got videos, bro.
Any animal's dong. Yeah. He sends MJ and I videos of it all the time.
All the time.
Including turtles humping.
I'm not going to talk about whales, you know, swimming by and crop dusting for anything. Like, I kept it clean. I just don't know why she's not returning my calls.
Hmm. Let me ask you a question, though, because this would probably turn me off.
Yeah.
Being that you're so well-studied in sea animal life and so forth. What is it called again?
Aquatic life. Or
the aquatic
life.
Studies. Marine life. Yeah. Marine biology.
Marine biology.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You didn't come off as, like, one of those know-it-alls.
I know everything.
I'm just trying to, like, pet a baby turtle.
No, honu.
And you're over there, like, well, let me tell you something about the honu.
Yeah.
You know, there are currently 1,528 various species of turtles out there, which the shell, if you don't realize, you take the current size at 5 months old, expand it 4 times over, will be the size of its adult shell.
There you go.
Oh, wow. How do you know that?
I made that shit up. None of that is true. I'm banking on the fact that none of that is true. It just literally came out of my mouth.
Let us see your degree.
None of it's accurate. But you didn't come off that way on the date, did you?
Like, I wasn't going, like, full tour guide or anything like that. I mean, yeah, I've got a pass, so I can go anytime I want, but it's not like I'm on a first-name basis with everybody there.
Oh, wow.
Most of the people.
Do you take all your dates over there?
No, you sound like you go there quite often.
Yeah. is this a place that you'd like to just visit on your own free time?
Yeah, we should call you,
yeah, it's,
Mr.
It's
Kelly.
Relaxing. It's relaxing. Mm. There's a lot to do.
Sea Life Park.
It's peaceful.
Grown man by himself.
Yeah.
All the kids running around everywhere.
I guess this is P. Diddy.
Stranger danger, but
it is, all right.
P. Diddy is correct.
You need MJ's name.
Yes.
Okay, well, Peyton, what was the girl's name? Let's get that first, and then we'll see what happened.
Her name is Jessica.
Jessica. Okay, cool. Peyton, if you don't mind, stay quiet on the other line. Let Joe, MJ, and I do the talking. I think we all kind of know. I think. Whenever I say that, it usually ends up not being the case.
Yeah.
But we'll figure out what.
Because I'd like to know.
Honestly, I'm kind of excited about this one. So let Joe, MJ, and I do the talking, and yeah, we'll get down to the bottom of it. And ideally, if she wants to reconnect the two of you. Okay.
You got it. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah. I appreciate your appreciating us. All right, here we go.
We'll see.
All right, Jessica.
Hello?
Hello, is this Jessica?
This is.
Jessica, it's the Keola Show, that's Fat Joe.
How's it?
MJ right there.
Hey, Aloha. Jessica in the house, Jessica.
What? Ooh, bro.
Jessica?
Jessica, I meant to say car. Call your mom, sorry, you're not.
Speaking of which,
I'm sorry, ma.
Manatees. He was talking about sea life.
Yeah, because of female cow.
Sea cow.
Yes, it's a manatee.
It's a manatee.
Correct.
Yeah.
Not you.
Yeah.
So how's it going, my manatee friend?
We'll talk about sea life parking a little bit.
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
Hi.
Don't wrapping up, please?
Guys, that was a lot. Oh, my gosh. I follow you guys on Instagram, and I love all of the videos of Baby K.
Aww.
You get the Baby K song, you. Jessica. Here we go.
This is my Baby K.
Uh-huh.
This is my Baby K.
Uh-huh.
This is my Baby K.
Yeah.
This is my Baby K.
Who dat?
This is my Baby K.
Come on.
This is my Baby K.
Uh-huh.
This is my Baby K.
Where you be at, Baby K?
Yeah, boy. Baby K. Yeah, he's a... I'm envious and jealous of my own son.
I know. Oh, me too.
They have the best life.
I try to say this as unbiased as possible, but it's hard not to. Like, he's going to have a great day. Like, he's such a good-looking kid.
Oh yeah.
He really is. He's just always like, you should get him into modeling. I said, no, I love my son.
Yeah, I'm not trying to do that. I've seen what happens to these kids.
Like my agent, Paul.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and so, like, you know, he represents some of the bigger names out there. Like, he actually represented Ryan Seacrest back
in
the day.
Oh, nice. Wow.
And all this stuff. But anyway, he's like, dude, I'd be happy to get him some modeling gigs.
Wow.
And I was like... I've heard that there's this Netflix documentary out right now.
You should watch that. Then ask me.
No, thank you. And, you know, we're not models at all, but we're in the industry of entertainment.
That's right.
Yeah. I love my son too much to put him through that. Learn from daddy's mistakes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, no, he's doing good, though. Thank you so much. But let's talk about you real quick. Did I mention that we're on the air? We made an outgoing call to you, so legally need your permission to keep this conversation going? No, we covered manatees, we covered my son. But we're on the air. Is it cool that we keep this conversation going?
Yeah.
Awesome. Appreciate you, Jessica.
Yes.
So, earlier I'd mentioned Sea Life Park, hence the manatees.
Hence the cow.
Yeah. Hence me saving Joe's Okole by calling you Jessica.
Cow.
You went on a date to Sea Life Park, and I can imagine that should narrow it down to a person. Do you know who we're calling about?
Yeah, I know exactly who you're calling about.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I've only been there once. Once was enough.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. I want to get comfortable. Yeah, this sounds funny.
Yes.
It was the company that was not so fabulous. I was actually super excited because I've always wanted to go, and I really wanted to go see the dolphins. We got there, and we walked around for a bit, and after a while, Peyton, that's who you're calling about.
Right, yes.
He was like, I have a secret I want to share with you, but you have to promise that you won't tell anyone. And I was like, okay.
I got a whale dong.
That might have been funnier. He was like, I can understand sonar. He told me that he could understand what dolphins and whales were saying to each other. And when the dolphin show started, he started narrating the dolphin show, like how they were feeling and what they were saying.
Oh, God.
Wait, so he says that out of what? No, he interprets dolphin sonar.
Yeah, he understands it. It's his second language.
Wow. Oh, my God. What?
That's talent right there.
Does he also work for Shohei Ohtani? Is he another interpreter?
Dolphin interpreter. Yeah.
At first, I kind of thought he was joking. Like, it was a bit. He was really serious about it. And you'll understand why I thought he was joking. Because he was like, see that first dolphin? The first dolphin is depressed. And that dolphin is depressed because the second dolphin is messing around with the third dolphin. And the first dolphin is in love with the second dolphin. There's like this huge dolphin love triangle going on.
Wow. Yeah, it's like a dolphin soap opera happening up in that water.
These are days of our lives.
Yeah,
these are the fins of our lives. Yeah.
Yeah, I was waiting for him to be like, ha, 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 ha. But no, he was like, see, you can tell by the inflection. He's like, when the first one's like, that means that they're depressed. And when the second one was like, that means that they're in love. And when the third dolphin was like, that means that
I'm about to tag that dolphin.
Give me some of that dolphin there. Give me some porpoise.
And they're like, he's like, yeah, you can tell it's all just about the inflection. And that's how you can tell what they're saying. And I was like, this man is crazy. This man is actually insane.
That is quite the elaborate depiction of the I guess, relationship of dolphins all together. So the first one is in love with the second one, who is humping the third one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so he's sad because
the second and third ones are humping, and then the first one's in love with the second one, and he's not getting any porpoise from her.
No porpoise for him.
Exactly.
Right?
Okay. And this is all based off of inflections.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow, this guy's talented, man.
I know. He's something.
Yeah. I was about to say creative, but no, you're right. That's a little nut job a little bit. Yeah. There's a fine line between being creative and being crazy.
Yes. Okay, crazy right there, man.
At any point, he would have been like, I'm just joking. I would have been like, wow, that was really creative. Like, no, but no.
Yeah, he very creative in the Kahimo Holloway.
Yes.
He was being serious.
He really believed it. No, but really. He was like trying to make noises from the fans to like talk to them and like telling me what he was saying to them. He's like, I thanked them. I told them they did a good job.
Wait, did he do his?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
I want to hear
that
this.
That must have been embarrassing.
Hold on. Jessica, we've got Peyton on the other line. He had called us to call you.
Hey, Peyton.
Oh, Peyton. Yeah, I want to hear what dolphin language sounds like from Peyton. Peyton, so.
Sounds like Japanese porn, bro.
Yeah, yeah. How would you tell the.
Yeah.
I do such a good impersonation of Japanese porn.
Oh, that's what I mean.
Oh my God.
In theory, if you were talking to Dolphin 1 that was in love with 2, but number 2 was banging number 3,
yeah.
How would you tell Dolphin 1, it's okay because I heard Dolphin 3 is a jerk and you're going to end up with Dolphin 2? How would you communicate that to Dolphin 1?
You're serious?
Yeah, I want to hear this. Yeah, hold on, I'll help you out. Pretend
you're all mocking me here about this. Like, I'm telling you the truth, man. Like, look, I've been able to do this since I was a kid. You really want to know what it sounds like? You're really interested.
I'll help you out. Yes. I'll be Dolphin 1. You speak to me, and you let me know it's going to be okay, because Dolphin 2 will come around eventually and figure out what's up. So here we go. Dolphin 1 speaking to you.
It'll be okay.
Yeah.
I am watching Japanese porn right now.
Or listening to it.
That doesn't really sound like it at all, but I mean, I guess you do you.
So wait, you really believe that you can interpret dolphin sonar and the I can't even make that that noise?
Do I believe it? I can do it. I've been able to do it since I was a kid.
Really?
How did you?
I get this from people, and you know, I really connected with Jessica. All right, Jessica, I know you're still there, okay?
Yeah! I am definitely still here.
That's a dolphin for I thought I could trust you. Like, I thought you were a little bit different. I thought.
That's dolphin for run.
Yeah, that's a whole conversation with another person here. I'll get to you in a second, dolphin number one.
Yeah. So, do you make these noises in the bed too? Like, what does it sound like when you're about to be finished?
That's a good question. Do you get a little carried away, a little like rowdy with that, and it's just like, oh yeah, you're like. Followed by.
That was, for starters, that was way too saucy for radio, so you might want to tune that down a little bit. There's dolphins out there, they're going to get a little heated.
A little turned on by the inflection.
Hey, listen, this one. Yeah, I love our show.
Are you ready? This is for the dolphin.
Oh, yeah.
That was me done. That's how you finished.
I'm gonna need a cold shower and forget Jessica. Any of you dolphins single?
Oh,
wow. Wow, Jessica.
Jessica, you should run now. I think we got the answer already.
So,
wow.
And I think that explains why I never called him back.
It's
correct.
Okay, well. Oh gosh!
There's no arguing for this.
Yeah, I know.
That's it. At the very least. these the guy's created, but like I mentioned earlier, fine line between be creative and crazy.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's a little more on the latter of the two. Oh, boy. Well, Peyton, you know what? Like, yeah. Why don't you try and ask Jessica out again in flipper language? Maybe that'll work. Yeah. It's a language of love.
Woo her.
I'm willing to give it one more shot.
Okay, go for it.
I'm willing to give it one more shot.
Jessica, you need to open your ears and feel the vibrations of the sonar.
Open up your blowhole.
Okay.
I have no idea what you said.
I can't get Japanese porn out of my mind.
Can't speak dolphin and neither can you.